Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The final day of July, 2007. It is the 31st. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I hadn't had him on in 8-9 months. Good personal friend of mine. Great political mind. Colonel Craig Roberts. And we had him on for just an hour last week. We're going to have him on for a full 2 hours today to talk about an entire gamut, an entire pantheon of different important issues, and most importantly, to have open phones for Colonel Craig Roberts. So that's coming up in the second and third hour today. Big news on the microchip front. You know, I talked about how I have family in the military, and one of them assigned to special operations when he was being sent over to Iraq was told they were going to be given microchips. And now I ask him about it, and he says, no comment. Classified. But again, things that they're told are classified really aren't and are available. Tens of thousands of our troops already have implantable microchips, ladies and gentlemen. That was, what, 3.5 years ago he told me they were soon going to be getting microchips. First, the officers. They say certain things roll downhill. Pentagon to implant microchips in soldiers, and this is mainstream news. This is out of Press ESC, and that's Citizen Reporting. But when you link through in the article, it's well-sourced with direct links, ladies and gentlemen, to U.S. universities. Amazing. At the Center for Bioelectronics, Biosensors, and Biochips at Clemson University, and then it links off into DARPA, and they say that they are not just going to put chips under the skin of the troops, but brain chips, and they've got photos of them and a lot more. So that is all coming up after this first break. We had a caller yesterday named Mario from New York who didn't believe that the cameras were being used to surveil him. And I had a stack of news in front of me where they were admitting infrared, face scanning, lip reading just yesterday how they're putting the software in. Here's one today out of the newspaper. California city to transform red light cameras into spy cams. We literally see 10, 15, 20, 30 of these a day, sometimes more. I mean, it's just federal, internationally designed, standardized grid. They even call it a grid of control going in. Dick Cheney is saying that he is a, quote, unique creature, refuses to say if he's part of executive branch. So, see, he says he was executive last week. The week before that, he said he was outside the executive. Now he just says he's a special creature. Yeah, a cockroach. Absolutely, you are a special creature. Also, Mario yesterday went into denial, that caller, about quite a few issues. And there's also been denial by others concerning the police state here in the United States, so I thought I would cover some new developments there as well. Also, we have a high-level government authority official, not a servant, but a god. They now want you to know they're very lordly and over you. Openly saying that the SPP is a good thing and that they're not going to use the military from the U.S. to control the population and that there aren't zones being set up in Canada to block any type of demonstration. We'll be playing that audio as well.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm on the Clemson University website, C3B, Envio biosensors, implantable biosensors for trauma monitoring during mass casualties. And it says the Department of Defense is funding them for implantable brain chips that can be quickly implanted. They just simply attach it to the outside of the head and then put a little hole through and implant the chip. It's being mass produced for mass implementation. You can go read it. And it's so when the soldiers are hurt, they can just hook up to the brain chip and to the little port and know what's wrong with the soldier or their blood type or their whole history. So first they secretly implant the officers with the chips. And you ought to go read this page. Now, remember back in 2000, a 1998 report that had been classified got leaked by the American Federation of Scientists, and the Pentagon got very upset. We actually reprinted some of these classified documents in my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, and they're on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just type into Google, Pentagon plan to implant microchips in troops' brains. It should pop up for you. And they said that first they're going to implant the public with chips. They're going to use it in the name of security, also in the name of style, and also for compatibility for certain jobs. And that just like people didn't like pacemakers, but later they accepted it, they'll accept this. And that they would then, by 2025, have the public all implanted with brain chips and all then entering a hive system. By the way, this was written before the movie The Matrix. Okay, so this is all part of throwing it in your face. Now, I'm not the one saying this. The Army says they'll be implanting you in your pod, and this is the new America. I mean, you talk about right out of the literal pits of hell itself. This is the most nightmarish stuff you can imagine. Then it says we'll all be implanted and all then just go into pods. And they're going to have the young people going, I want my new activator chip. It's totally rad. That's how you hook into all the cool games and all the cool discounts. And, oh, all the old people are against it. They're not radical and futuristic and totally stylish. It'll be just like, you know, the iPhone of the future. And the Pentagon says this is how they're going to sell it. And, of course, the Pentagon has this front that they're dumb and can't run anything and don't know what they're doing. That's the low level. That's the flypaper we're meant to get caught up in. At the highest levels, they can shoot missiles down chimneys and through windows, and they can hijack jets by remote control and crash them into buildings. And 30 years ago, they could have planes take off in L.A. and land in Australia without anybody on board. And they can fire a missile from Texas or New Mexico and have it hit an island in the Bikinis in the South Pacific. So Iraq is precision. The breakdown of the family is precision. The huge prisons everywhere is precision. The total unraveling of society is precision. Going from 5 to 6% illegitimacy 50 years ago to over half now for whites, 90+% with blacks, total precision. Breaking Iraq up into three parts, creating sectarian violence, building permanent bases, preparing to launch into the next phase, as they said they would do, as we told you they would do a year before the war, total precision. Number one, we need to stop buying the mainline propaganda. Every time I'm on some national show and they're attacking me for 9/11, they go, they can't even get Iraq right. How could they get 9/11 right? And then they blame everything on Bush, and he just goes off into the sunset, and the next criminal comes in, and they blame it all on them, and then the next criminal comes in, while the globalist agenda moves forward. They said 100 years ago everything they were going to do to us now, and they've done it with, two words, total precision. Let me say it again, total precision. All right? And they're going to set up a bigger police state. They're going to crash the economy. They're going to have released bioweapons at limited levels. Millions dead. You'll think it's huge. Then there'll be bigger attacks after that. Each time more police state is the answer. Until finally, almost all of us are dead. Now, this is their plan, and they're carrying out with two words. Total precision. Okay? Cops, military, all of you. You're all dead. Okay? If they win, you're dead. Okay? And, you know, in the interim, whether it's a decade or 20 years it takes them to put all this in place, they're a little bit behind schedule. If they're able to put all this in place, just heaven help us. But in the interim, it's going to be mindless trendies running around literally with ports on the sides of their heads, you know, hooking into computers with. And you're asking, well, how are they going to get us to literally just acquiesce and they just put you in a pod like some Philip K. Dick book from 30 years ago and then just slide you into your rack. And that's just what they're saying they're going to do. Well, it's called wireheads, folks. 40 years ago, Aldous Huxley talks about it in his speech. In fact, I'm going to play parts of Huxley's speech tomorrow. We played like 7 minutes a few weeks ago. I'm going to play 30, 40 minutes of that hour-plus speech. Because he talks about rats 40-plus years ago with a chip in their brain, a transistor, just with primitive technology into the pleasure center, and the rat would just sit there hitting it 20-something thousand times a day, not eating, until it died. Now, they would also implant them in the rat or the mouse at the dividing point between absolute pleasure and excruciating pain, and it would still creep up and hit the button. But only a few hundred times a day, not 20,000. And, folks, once they have these implanted, you literally will have zombie forces. And it's simple. Go do what we say, and then you get your pleasure 1 hour a day. Just excruciating pleasure. Just untold, pure pleasure. and your soul ends, your life ends, it all ends. Everything humans have developed into, everything we were, our past, our heritage, everything we could have been, controlling technology, using it, maintaining our humanity, integrating it, being careful, this elite will just simply get to have their way with us. And they're doing it. You know, there's U.S. companies make their employees take chips. That's Times of London. Mexican Attorney General makes hundreds of his employees take the chips. It's all happening. And it's simple. Oh, you want to be like the Amish. You don't want the chip. It's fine. You just can't work at IBM. You just can't join the Defense Department. You just can't work at Dell. Oh, come on. They're a bunch of old fogies. You know, first you just get the chip put in your finger so you can access and activate things. But the cooler people, you know, oh, you're got to be rich. Hollywood's got it. Oh, I can't afford the new IOM 12 chip upgrade. Oh, it saved this woman. She had it, and when she had the stroke, it immediately, you know, called the authorities and then knew what drugs to administer and told her what to get from her new smart fridge that already was licensed to have the drugs ready because it had already done a DNA calculation with her age variant and hormonal levels of that she was at risk for stroke. It accurately predicted the stroke down to the day and hour it happened, so she was already at the hospital and averted it. Oh, the new IM-12 must have it. You understand how this is, and you're going to laugh now. But as you see it unfold, you will remember. Remember. And then, if you can remember, you won't take the augmentations, the transhuman augmentations founded by Julian Huxley, first Director General of the UN and the head of the World Eugenics Society. I'm begging you to listen to me. I'm begging you to listen now before this horror comes upon you, before your teenagers run off and, I'm 14, I'm of age to have the augmentation. You're just backwards. Ah, I'm going to have it. My friends have all got it. And again, I don't want to get your emails. Oh, you're just afraid of technology. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's just like firearms. I like firearms, but I know they're a tool that can be used for ill. Just like I love technology, and it's a good thing overall, but it's being the architecture of its implementation is scientifically crafted to literally rip the human community limb from limb. Very wicked, sadistic, psychopathic geniuses who revel in destroying beauty. I mean, I found out the type of the art the elite are into in my research of them, from Schwarzenegger to the Rothschilds, and it's like, I've seen a Schwarzenegger in Germany with some famous artist, I forget his name, I didn't even put it in the film about him because the photos were too gross, of dead children and aborted babies, and Schwarzenegger's looking at it going, how beautiful. Traveled to Germany just to meet with the artist and look at images of dead babies, okay? They love death. And I don't know how else to explain this to you, how to get this across to you. They are coming for us. We must rally with courage against the enemy. And we must do it now, ladies and gentlemen. We must do it now. I can't believe that the public's become so dumbed down and is going along with this. Now, again, this is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, we need to get a big report out on this. This is detailed. This is important. Pentagon to implant microchips in soldiers. The Department of Defense is planning to implant microchips in soldiers. Brains for monitoring their health information and has already awarded a contract to the Center for Bioelectronics, Biosensors, and Biochips at Clemson University for the development of an implantable biochip. And this isn't this front group of IBM Applied Digital, which is just meant to take the heat. It's not even a real company. Never made money. Stock's basically worthless. IBM's owned it from the start. It's just a front. While IBM literally is involved in scores of other companies really developing all this. Just Applied Digital's their PR front. Literally just a conditioning implement. Soldiers fear that the biochip about the size of a grain of rice, which measures and relays information on soldiers' vitals 24 hours a day, can be used to put them under surveillance even when they're off duty. Oh, but the director of the chemical and bio... Well, we'll go over all this when we get back. They say it's fine. Just take the chip. I'm gonna leave you.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
Mom!
The man with the foolish grin is keeping.
I'm 16. I could get a job.
But nobody wants to know him.
But I need the augmentation to be able to get one at the tech factory. You know, I've got skills, and they recognize those skills at the down at Dell, down at IBM. And you're just holding me back. As soon as I'm old enough, I'm getting the augmentation. On my birthday, I'm getting the augmentation. It's so sick. Oh, look at that Hollywood star. She's got the latest. Oh, my gosh, the brain chip can also, with expert control, keep you from having hunger craving. Oh, my God, look at the supermodel. She's so sexy. It's because she's got the new ZL-12 chip. Oh, with a new upgrade. Oh, it's so wonderful.
And for those of us that won't take it, they can just sprinkle it into the food with a nanotech, which they already have, and we're talking grain size with RFID. And we already know they're doing all manner of testing on us in mass. And we're going to have to watch the trendies literally go into bondage, and they're already harassing. And you see, we can see Amish today are what we will be comparatively to the technology in just a few years. They already got CPS grabbing their kids left and right. They're making them get driver's license now. The cops are being sicked on them all over the states that they're in. I see reports every few weeks about the poor Amish. Amish have no instances, and there's hundreds of thousands of them, by the way, no instances in Illinois and Ohio and the areas where they're most populated with Amish. No autism ever recorded. Doesn't exist. Because they're drinking out of glass and wood cups. They're not drinking out of plastic, which also attacks the sperm and damages its DNA. They're not injecting their kids with mercury. It doesn't matter, because now there's all sorts of TV shows and specials demonizing the Amish. Well, you don't want a brain chip, you're going to be seen as backward. And they'll show all the most beautiful women are going to just love the brain chip. And it's on TV, and it's going to give unlimited pleasure. And there'll be all these new sexual fetishes with the electronics and the implanted nodes. Oh, the seduction of your destruction is so laid out and so ready. So as you see these exact forms of conditioning, now, even before 2000, in January 6th, when this was released and declassified, now 7 years ago, I had already surmised how they would do it, how they pitch everything. They created all the major countercultures of the 60s. How else were they going to get you on drugs and then put you in prison? That's all now declassified. They created all the other major trends to try to control and re-steer revolution. They engineered the Vietnam War to be a failure by design to break down this country internally. They have done it, and by the way, that's now been declassified. And they have done it all with masterful precision. A dark force guiding all of it inexorably towards absolute hell on earth. And it's now upon us. The Defense Department is planning to implant microchips in soldiers' brains for monitoring their health information. Soldiers fear that the biochip, about the size of a grain of rice, which measures and relays information on soldiers' vital signs 24 hours a day, can be used to put them under surveillance even when they are off duty. But Anthony Gillespie Ellie, C3B Director and Professor of Chemical and Bio Eclear Engineering and Bioengineering, claims that the in vivo biosensors will save lives as first responders to the trauma scene can inject the biochip into the wounded victim and gather data almost immediately. You see, that's the thing about these chips. And it goes on to say, when you go to their actual university website, that you're already going to have a chip implanted in you, in your head. They have some that are just into the skull, and then it picks up brainwaves and things. And then they have others that go directly into the brain. And they're tiny, by the way. And then, I mean, these are light years ahead of the little transponder system that just gets powered up by a wand and then retransmits back an ID number that goes to a database. I mean, this is the power of computing now. It's a little bit bigger than that. It has everything on it. And it hooks directly into the brain. But then also, this is for rapid injection, just into your brain. He believes the device has other long-term potential applications, such as monitoring astronauts' vital signs during long-duration space flights and reading blood sugar levels of diabetics. Oh, how wonderful. You can go to their website, go to prisonplanet.com, scroll down, you'll see the link under Big Brother. Then you read the story we've got posted, and you can link through to the Clemson.edu.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. Think about the woman, the girl he knew the night before. But your balance will soon be wandering the way they always do.
We're just a year or so away from having the thumb scan to get on the internet. And all over the U.S. and England and Canada, thumb scanning for school lunches that I told you about 10 years ago. Pentagon plan is now going into place. Let's hear a little bit more of this song.
Yeah.
Yeah! Welcome back.
Echoes of the amplifiers ringing in your head. You smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said.
All right. Back to the serious news here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we see these literally every other day. We're not even looking. This is the Daily Breeze. Headline, school plan to scan fingerprints has critics. An elementary campus in Lancaster is to use a scanner to control the lunch line. And it goes on, an elementary school in Lancaster is to use a fingerprint scanner to control the lunch line. It was reported Sunday. The idea is to educate and reduce the delays that occur now when children have to enter the ID numbers on a keypad to buy lunch at El Dorado School. See, first it's you got to enter your ID number. They do that at universities. And then, oh, we got a quicker way for you. Just like we've read the transcripts from big biometrics and other big meetings they've had, conventions, and they'll say, well, first we take out some of the checkout lines and put in self-serve. Then we get rid of all of them and make you use it. Then we add thumb scanning to verify. Then they have to submit. But this is how we implement it. Our internal polling shows that 79% are very violently against this, but it doesn't matter. Past studies show that they will finally submit. I mean, they're not, folks, that's almost an exact quote from one of the transcripts we read many years ago on air. I mean, they're talking about you submitting. This is all done. Remember last year in England, it was a big scandal. They would tell the elementary students, line up in the lunchroom, don't tell your parents you're playing James Bond. You're gonna come up and look in this machine, and it's gonna scan your eye, and you're gonna take digital fingerprints. We're playing James Bond. Don't tell your parents. There was no law yet in England to do that. They didn't care. They just entered them all. Almost all the children in the country did it. Parents got mad and were told, shut up. They even sent police to their homes to intimidate them and ask, why are you asking questions? And by the way, if you didn't know that, when you're in England now, you can be on the street videotaping pigeons, minding your own business, and cops walk over and say, ID right now, let me see it. All right, and I'm entering you in a terror database. Well, it's already started now in New York. I've had them do it in Dallas. See, I mean, folks, this is all done by design. Now, the idiot cop doesn't know that, just like the idiot woman driving down the street by him doesn't know what time of day it is. But I'm here to tell you, folks, this is going to hurt you and your family, too. This is diabolical. Diabolicus, ladies and gentlemen. And it continues, the idea is to reduce the delays that occur when children have entered their ID numbers in the keypad. With kindergartners and first grade, even students who go away for a summer on break, there are issues remembering their numbers, Connie Conrad said. See, let's not teach them to remember, even if you were for the numbers, which is bad enough. See, that's why kids can't remember now, because everything's in their computers. Connie Conrad, director of child nutrition, told the Daily News. And see, they watch the parents. If the parents don't forget and don't put their money in their account, CPS is called. This is a way to track what your kids are eating, what they choose. Then they call in social workers because, oh, it shows your child's eating too much chocolate milk. You're not educating them properly. That's been in the news as well. It's a lot easier not to have a crying child trying to get their name from them. The American Civil Liberties Union has expressed concern. They always express concern and do nothing. Anytime we collect biometric data, it creates a huge danger that the data can end up misplaced or someone else can get a hold of it. So they always make it about that debate, not why in the world are we doing this. Or this was a MIT control grid designed 21 years ago and now put into place with high-tech upgrades. This whole thing is Pentagon designed. They admit it. It's all Pentagon designed. Just like the Pentagon announced last week, oh, we're going to have a global matrix that watches every person in real time off of your purchases, your internet surfing, what you do. And with the RFID, just like Google or search engines track everything in real time in cyberspace, this is used to track all the real products that have the RFID in cyberspace, now integrating it for a total Pentagon world control system. If that isn't beefed, I don't know what is. Are you starting to understand this, ladies and gentlemen? Are you starting to fathom? And I remember 6-7 years ago, Microsoft started putting standard in all of their computers, that is, in their operating systems, the program for keyboards to be biometrically accessed with the index finger or the thumb. Then about 3 years ago, many of the computer standards started coming with them. And I've been in businesses. I see it every, most businesses now to log in and out or get the cash register to open, or Dillard's, department stores, HEBs, the employees. Now in selected areas, they're making the customers do it. Major workout, you know, gyms are doing it. Restaurants are doing it. Oh, we've got to verify your check. Remember, they started with, 10 years ago, the ink pad that had a red sticker on the top and an image of a thumbprint in the banks? Now those are being replaced with actual thumb scanners that also have a red dot. It's all Pavlovian conditioning. And if you were to turn those ink pads over, it will say paid for by the Biometrica Consortium. And Consortium Biometric companies have paid for 10 years for free ink pads to get you used to putting your thumb down. Just Pavlovian psych war. This is admitted. This is, you understand that coal? I mean, cops out there listening. Do you like being played like this? You think you're part of the system? I mean, you realize how diabolical that is? How they're literally conditioning a nation? And see, I have this knowledge because I've studied it, and I don't have the writers, the time, or the energy to put it all down. I wish listeners would listen to this whole 45 minutes I've been ranting, or 42 minutes, 50 seconds, and would take all these data points, type in keywords on everything I say, you'll find it in triplicate, and then create articles with just hyperlinks to everything I say being documented. Because I don't have the time or energy to do it, and we don't have the AI computers like the enemy does to put it together. We need you organically to respond as a mass organism against the New World Order. Our biomechanical flesh is more powerful than them, ladies and gentlemen, and the psyches and the dynamic human spirit, literally crafted over eons and you know, designed from the foundations of the earth. We're literally part of the earth. We can defeat them. We've got to tap into our survival mechanism and start literally broadcasting from our in our very actions, in our very spirit, at every level, that we are going to resist this and have a light of God shining through us to stand against this, or there will be no flesh spared, ladies and gentlemen. This is a cancer taking over. Mayday, 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 mayday. They're moving against us. It's all been laid. It's all been crafted. They're brainwashing the children where they can't, where they're searched and checked and prodded and thumb scanned and face scanned and metal detectors. This is the future. And they want this control grid so they can literally gut us, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, my God, if from Chicago to New York they're already feeding little kids pesticides and CPS kids they take until they die. I mean, they're killing kids right now, and it even comes out in New York Daily News, and no one stops them. I mean, they're murdering children in public. These people are doing that to set precedence. They even put that stuff out in the news on purpose. They even go to the Chicago Tribune, I'm convinced, and admit they run giant child kidnapping rings just to throw it out and saying there's nothing you can do to stop us. We even got lobbyists on the Hill. I mean, they are sick. By the way, I am trying to raise the money to have our own networks and our own websites and our own big content distribution networks, because we're going to need this in the near future to supply our own videos to you. Right now we can't afford it, and because YouTube and Google Video and all this are not going to be around long. There is a, no exaggeration, 100-plus front war right now on the web. They're hitting it with taxation, with state taxation, with regulation, with shutdowns of the major hubs, with force over to Internet, too, without even really telling people it's already started. With peer-to-peer transfers being blocked, all just hundreds of things are being done. I told you about how Microsoft put the software in 6.5-7 years ago. Now it's coming out. Now you see all the new Macs have cameras and microphones built in. Every other PC brand, I was at the store last week, have microphones or cameras built in that I saw. They admit they're remotely accessing that whenever they want, but don't worry, only AI systems watch you and listen to you and then collate the data as if that's okay. See, that's just, that right there is just out of this world. But it's so bold, you tell the average person, they just laugh at you. Doesn't matter that it's all been announced. YouTube video fingerprinting due in September. This is the Register, Major Technology Publications, and YouTube has announced that they're going to unveil FBI quality video fingerprinting technology in September. And that's all going on. I start trying to block everything. They're talking about making people thumb scan to get on the internet. That was just being discussed last week in Congress. We covered that. Literal fingerprinting. I confuse that. This is video fingerprinting, not literal fingerprinting, but they are integrating the literal fingerprinting. It is just absolutely incredible what's happening. And then the Pentagon just announces, yeah, we want to put brain chips in the troops. And then it just gets to the point where I see articles where a company forces its employees to all take them. Well, you don't have to work here. We're not making you. Just, you know, if you want the job, you got to do it. And it gets to the point where I'm so used to, you know, covering this that I get conditioned or I'm not even going to talk about it. So that's why they drone on every day on TV about this stuff, just to acclimate you. Even if you don't like it, you still get accustomed to it. Folks, you've got to study basic psychology. You've got to study basic psychology. Because they are using it on you with devastating effect. And I see the guys with the Keep the Troops in Iraq, I Love Sean Hannity stickers, and I just feel sorry for you because they're well-meaning guys. You'll see them driving along with a self-satisfied look. They're feeling good about themselves, and boy. And they just don't know this is meant to hurt the troops. It's meant to hurt America's image. It's meant to blow out our currency. It's the people running the war are destroying the country. It's by design. They are the enemies. And they're just like Germans in Nazi Germany. Most of them were good people. I studied them. They meant well. I don't mean actual SS officers and people, but the general German people, the general soldiers. They didn't know. They didn't understand. And I don't know what to say to you. The people running things now literally make Hitler look like a low-grade moron. I mean, this is like Einstein compared to some poor retarded child. That is the separation here in intellect and evil. Okay? And I've read Hitler's writings, and I read Mein Kampf 3 times, and I've listened to Hitler's speeches translated. I know all about Hitler, folks. And let me tell you right now, Hitler literally is a low-grade moron. It's the equivalent of a dog to Einstein. Okay? And all I can do is sit here, and if I've got any skills, it's not even oratory, it is that I am able to look at hundreds of complex, thousands of complex pieces of data and literally weave them together into a clear vision of the overall plan. I can organically reverse engineer enemy operations, but now there's not even a need to do this anymore because they admit much of what they're doing. It's just separated in different compartments, and I just simply integrate it together, and I'm able to then present what they're doing. But now I've been rendered passe and obsolete because now it is right out in the open. Their current phase is now right out in the open. So I'm telling you, we are in a mayday, mayday, mayday emergency. And I don't want to get up here every week and say mayday, mayday, mayday and have it lose its effect. Folks, we basically have got this giant anaconda wrapped around us like we're a little pig squeezing the life right out of us right now. And I'm telling you, you know, if you're a little pig, just you know, fight to the death. At least bite the anaconda who's got its coil around your face. At least kick and squeal and try to call in your mama to come, you know, gore the snake, which I've actually read about accounts of that. That's why I bring that analogy up. And, you know, get the piglet loose. I mean, I just sit here squealing, 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 folks, and we are the piglet. And I don't know what to say to you. And you giggle and you snicker and you laugh and it's all real funny. Folks, this isn't funny. These people mean business. They mean to kill us. And I don't say that as hyperbole. Let me say it again to you. This is what they've sworn to do. This is what they're setting up. This is what they're doing. Do you understand? Police officers, military, everybody, please look at the evidence. Check into what I'm saying. It's true. It's true. Just look at the evidence.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Yeah, this song is the opposite of what we're becoming. Totally dependent, under centralized control.
Down and you're only getting mugged if you go
with the technology
down.
Run by very evil people. Let's play a little bit of this, and I'll get into some more news.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Because when them old boys raised on shotguns, we say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can
and survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and he taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you joining us today. Appreciate all our affiliates, all of our listeners, everybody. Before I end this hour and come back with Colonel Craig Roberts to do part two, too much to talk about in just 1 hour last week, I do hope you'll support us. Nationwide launch today in stores, Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com, the new edition of Terror Storm. And it is discounted on Amazon.com. It is discounted in the stores for, what, $12.95? That's like $7 off the price. And I hope you'll get it and drive it up to number 8 again like you did on the Amazon bestseller, because then that allows us to get even better placement in the stores. That is looked at as a major gauge in position for in the next 2.5 months when Endgame comes out. So I want to tell you right now, nationwide, they got a few copies in most major stores. You can call first and make sure they've got it. And then you can go down to your local Barnes & Nobles or Borders or to your Virgin Atlantic, just all of it. It's in stores nationwide, Terror Storm Special Edition. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.